Setting back round the Great Plains, a large expanse of land, spotted throughout not only by the great city-states, but also small patches of forest, druidic grove, and small hamlets. Much of the known world consists of the Great Plains. Indeed, the plains stretch from Greyhawk to the Caucasus Mountains, as well as encompassing the Nahal Sea and lands beyond. The plains are bordered on the south by the Elven Forest, a wholly different kind of forest than those who live on the plains are used to. To the north and west the plains are bordered by the Waste, a desolate desert that stretches for many miles. The eastern half of the plains contains the majority of the great city-states, and is generally considered to be one of the bastions of culture in the world. The western half of the plains is much more agricultural, with small towns and hamlets slowly giving way to the waste. Temperate, the weather is often rather mild on the plains. Nahal Sea, a large freshwater sea only 2 walking days away from Greyhawk, the Nahal Sea is one of the only bodies of water in the nearby area. Vessels sail back and forth across its waters, speeding travel across the central Great Plains. The Nahal Sea evenly splits the Great Plains in half, and is one of the distinctions between the area controlled by the city-states and the areas slowly being abandoned to nature. Named for a legend involving the forbidden love between a succubus and a paladin, the Nahal Sea supposedly houses some ancient relics at its bottom, but those who have dared to delve its depths have never returned. Caucasus Mountains, bordering the Great Plains to the east, the Caucasus Mountains have always been the home of the dwarven people. High and craggy, most of the Caucasus peaks are ringed in snow year-round. Deep within the mountains the dwarves mine veins of rich ore, and forge their chains of mithril. Little known to most folk, is that the dwarves are not the only inhabitants of the mountains. Many other subterranean species inhabit the Underdark, a series of caverns that not only crisscross throughout the mountains, but backtrack underneath the Great Plains themselves. Within the Underdark, a constant war is fought for dominance, between the myriad of races that live there. Other things live deeper still within the ground, some creatures of darkness unimaginable, some of light undefeatable. Whenever one is unbared, however, it surely means large-scale change is coming. Beyond the Caucasus the lands once again flatten out into more plains, but these are generally not considered part of the Great Plains themselves. The plains beyond the Caucasus are more rocky than the fertile lands of the Great Plains, and they are home of the Caracduan, or Great Orcs in that harsh tongue. Caracduan, a nomadic, barbaric people, the Caracduan are almost constantly at war with themselves. Occasionally a few bands have attempted to push their way through the Caucasus, but they have always been stopped by a combination of the city-states and the dwarven kingdoms. The dwarves have proven less successful in defending against the Caracduan alone, however. While the Caracduan prefer the open land of their home to the underground kingdoms of the dwarves, more than one dwarven city has found itself abandoned at the pounding of the Caracduan war drums, and more than one dwarven thane has found his head impaled upon the point of a Caracduan spear. Elven Forest, the southern border to the Great Plains has often been something of a mystery to the people of the plains. Few who enter ever return, even the elves who inhabit the plains. Supposedly the elves of the forest are feral. The wood itself is rumored to be an elder wood, one of the first forests of the world, perhaps the only one left. A few settlements have been built within its confines in recent years, as settlements had been built there in years past. Trade with such settlements is often slow, and news from what villages exist is often slower still. Whether the elves of the forest have come to some agreement with the settlers, or they simply lack the strength to drive them out is unknown and only helps to make the forest even stranger to your common plainsmen. Greyhawk, one of the biggest and strongest of the city-states of the Great Plains, Greyhawk holds its massive strength mostly on account of two things. Greyhawk's ruling council of merchant lords provides the city with considerable economic power and abilities. Secondly, the Selendane, Greyhawk's guild of magi, provide them with terrifying power in battle. After the massacre at Rhyndathford, no one has challenged Greyhawk in open conflict for a decade. Brindanford, one of the second biggest of the city-states, and something of an ally to Greyhawk, Brindanford is ruled by familial line, the head of whom is titled Duke. Renowned as the current home of the Church of Pillar's Head, Brindanford attracts a lot of negative attention. Recently, Brindanford managed to repel an attempted invasion by extra-dimensional forces with the aid of Melder of Kull, Lysander of Blackmoor, Ulfgar, Ashram, and Lydia of Pillar. Extra-dimensional forces, the most learned of sages and magi can tell you that beyond our plane lies other shades of reality, other planes of existence. What few of them know, much less understand, is that those said outer planes are only the beginning. Beyond even them lies a place so twisted and foreign to a rational mind that even naming it a place is a mistake. Home to beings of horrific image and unknowable motive, only the insane even consider dazzling within its domain. One commonly known fact about these realms is that the beings known commonly as mind flayers, or illithid among the learned, originate in some way here. Often entering into the material world for unknown regions, forces good and evil often hunt these creatures down ruthlessly. For when dealing with the outer regions, good and evil do not matter. It is simply sanity, or madness. The waste, a desert of sorts, the waste is mile upon mile of barren stone that stretches as far as the eye can see both north and west. Created, so legend claims, during a battle between the great dragon Ashardalan and the druid Dyed, the waste has proved uncrossable time and time again. Even the Selendane have failed in their attempts to move past it, blocked by a strange magical effect emanating somewhere within the waste. Whatever it is, it has puzzled their greatest minds, and is still a curiosity today. The northern parts of the waste often get quite frigid in winter, much more so than other regions of the plains. Snow is not unknown, despite the general lack of rain in the warmer seasons. One of the better known, although still quite obscure, landmarks of the waste was Knightfan's Spire, a towering piece of rock molded in between two sheer cliffs. Lying a short way into the waste, Knightfan's Spire recently resurged back to life, an unknown master taking control. A noble band of adventurers managed to slay him within his home, however, and lift his vile curse. Few people on the outside world noticed such events, although it was of interest to sages and magi. Knightfan's Spire had long presented a bastion of knowledge that any sage would eagerly jump at a chance to learn. Blackwing, the dragon who had lived there, had kept all unwanted visitors away, however,